Welcome to another episode of PowerShell Points, short thoughts from the weekly Torah portion. Before we continue, we would like to note that this teaching covers content that may not be suitable for younger audiences. Please consider using discretion. This week's PowerShell Point comes from Akrai Mot, which is Hebrew for after the death, and it goes from Leviticus 16:1 to Leviticus 18:30. This Torah portion gives instructions for Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. It also discusses general rules with regard to the sanctuary, laws against eating blood, as well as laws prohibiting certain sexual relationships. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to talk about God's design for sex. One of the most controversial chapters in the entire Bible is Leviticus 18, which lists God's restrictions on sexual activity. The chapter begins like this, Leviticus 18. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, I am Yahweh your God. You shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt, where you lived, and you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan, to which I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You shall follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am Yahweh your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my rules. If a person does them, he shall live by them. I am Yahweh. The rest of the chapter goes on to list prohibited sexual relationships. For instance, incest, homosexuality, adultery, and so forth are forbidden. These commandments raise a common question. Why does God care so much about our sex life? This question is becoming more relevant as our culture becomes more secular and accepting of things like same-sex marriage. A lot of people struggle with some of God's standards regarding sex. And as believers, we have a duty to know what we believe and why we believe it so we can intelligently and lovingly respond to those who have questions. So, why does God care? Well, why wouldn't He? He created sex. And just like He created everything with a particular purpose in mind, He has a purpose for sex. So, of course, He would have an opinion on it. We all make moral judgments when it comes to sex. While the secular world might consider some of the Bible's restrictions on sexual activity to be bizarre, it's really not that strange that the Bible speaks to the issue. If God wanted to teach us right human behavior and how to have a just and moral society, it's perfectly reasonable that He would give us laws restricting sexual activity. For instance, even secular society restricts sexual activity in many ways. There are laws against public sex, for example, because everyone generally agrees that sex is a private matter. There are laws prohibiting sex with close relatives, minors, and non-consenting adults. Religious and non-religious people generally agree that these are good laws that protect society. Thus, since the Bible represents God's will for mankind and how we are to live and structure society, it really shouldn't surprise us that God has laws regarding sexual behavior. These laws are for our good and for our protection. Furthermore, the fact that even secular society has restrictions on sexual behavior demonstrates that we regard sex as meaningful. Everyone seems to agree that sex matters in a deep way. While sex is a physical act, how we behave sexually is somehow different and much more significant than how we shake hands with someone or dance with someone or so forth. This goes back to the fact that God is the one who created sex, and He created it with a purpose. We all seem to intuitively acknowledge that sex is more than just the physical act itself, but reflects a deeper reality. Scripture affirms this deeper reality and offers us a coherent and purpose-driven vision of sexuality. According to the Bible, sex is to be enjoyed only within the boundaries of a marriage between a husband and a wife. Within this exclusive marriage covenant established on the promise of love and faithfulness, husband and wife both feel secure, cherished, and honored, allowing them to experience God's gift of sex in the wholeness and joy that He intends. This sexual union also has the potential to bring forth children, and God's will is that children be protected and grow up in a loving, stable family. Any deviation from God's sexual standards ultimately ends up distorting the purposes and goals God intends for sex. That's why God cares about sex, because He cares about us. He wants us to be blessed, safe, and to experience His great love for us expressed in the gift He's given us in marital sex. Thank you for joining us for another PowerShell Point. We pray that you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.